Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Grizzly Adams there, and the song is called Hungover, and he's playing at the Annex tonight on Regis Street here in Madison, and it's always a pleasure to have the artist stop by before their show.
That's pretty cool, Jimmy. Grizzly Adams is an international independent artist hailing from New Jersey with over 300 million streams and an array of awards, including 2022 Amazon Breakthrough Artist and winner of an international song competition. Grizzly Adams is performing tonight at the Annex in the Regent Street Retreat, and Grizzly and local promoter Jake Olson is bringing him here to Madison. But tonight he's here with Nick Lotto, who is also opening for the show. They stop by the studio. Let's hear all about it. Grizzly, Nick, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Brocker, happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
So, you know, you're from Jersey, right?
Yes, sir.
So, is it like the Sopranos there?
Such a good question. The best starting radio question I've ever received. So, you're already off to an amazing start, Brocker. The on the surface answer is yes. It's so accurate. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is, like, the Sopranos is the best show of all time and the most accurate, one of the most popular shows of all time. And when I watch it, I'm like, do people all over the world think they're like characters and they're fictional because they're so silly? I'm like, no. I mean, Nick's from New York also. He's Italian. Like, we know millions of people like that. They're just like guys at the deli. That's just how they act. I mean, the charisma is real.
So in everyday life, is there like a rivalry between Jersey and New York?
Yeah. I mean, there's always an undertone to it. There's always jabs or a daily thing, I'd say.
What do you think, Nick?
Well, I mean, you know, people are always saying a bridge and tunnel crowd, right?
Yeah,
like the bridge and tunnel crowd. New York City,
but you have Staten Island. Come
mess
on,
mess the vibe up. But
yeah, no, it's,
well, we're friends though.
We're all friends. Yeah. I mean, it's all, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. It's Grizzly Adams, a Jersey original, now international indie artist, but we want to know the backstory. How did you start playing music? I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
For sure. I mean, I think the short answer is, like, I'm not one of those people that chose music. Music kind of just chose me. Since age of 5, I've been playing, like, tons of instruments. By the age of 19, I kind of decided, similar to Nick, actually, at the college age, I decided I really wanted to be a producer and I really wanted to just make records. Had a few breakthroughs where, you know, I saw stuff I was producing hit hundreds of thousands of people, and I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. And it wasn't really till my 20s that I started kind of filling the void of, well, I have these records, why don't I just be the voice for those records? Mm-hmm. And I know I had, I kind of just heard what I wanted and just made my skills mold into that, if that makes sense.
What kind of support network, as you're finding your sea legs with music, figuring out who you are and what you want to do, who was your support network, or who gave you the best inspiration to do what you want to do?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is my friend Chris Webby. He's an independent rapper. He's sold he has billions of streams. He sells out shows all over the world. And I was friends with him when I was a teenager, and I was a producer for him. And that was kind of the example of, I could produce something, and then that day, hundreds of thousands of people downloaded it. So it's like, okay, like, there is something to this.
Yeah.
And he's always been the kind of trailblazer for that. So shout out my longtime brother, Chris Webby. I think he kind of showed me what works and what doesn't work. And from there, I've been navigating that into, you know, what works for me musically.
Nick, same question to you. I mean, you're from New York. How did you break through and start getting your sea legs on, and where'd you get your inspirations from?
I've been playing music since I was a young kid. I think I started like playing cello in second grade, then I moved on to drums, and then picked up a guitar in like fifth grade. But when I got to New York City, it was a lot of just like hustling and meeting people and going to clubs and shows and introducing myself. And I got to audition for Grizzly Adams' project at the time. And we had been playing like a lot of local shows around the area. And we got this one big opportunity to go on our first national tour. And that kind of broke everything wide open for me as a musician and introduced me to a whole new world with a whole bunch of new exciting moments, and got a lot of great education and experiences from that. So
now you play cello, and you said you've been playing since you're 5.
I play violin. So, are we starting a string quartet?
Oh, right? All right. Well, that brings me to my next question: is what role did your parents play in starting with music?
I'll kick it off. Yeah, my parents were just like always. I think my mother was always just like had this really like good vibe of like the sky's the limit, like anything's possible. But she's also like deeply rooted into like realism. You know, she was never delusional. So it was like, if you wanted to do the tour and sell out the show, you have to put in the thousands of hours of work. And like, if you want people to buy the record, like, it has to sound good. And like, it's like nothing is handed to you, but you can do it if you want.
Well, that's the support, right? Now I'm talking about like when you first, like, did she make you take piano lessons? Like, when you started in music, what role did your parents play?
It's hard to explain. I mean, they were always, no one forced me to do anything. I just always made music. I don't know how to explain it. Since the age of five, like, I just always...
So you had a record collection?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. I got three copies of Moondance. Come on. Yeah, of course.
Nick, how about you? What was your
my parents were
you
always...
You played cello, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
You don't get into cello on your own,
years,
right?
Man, I haven't picked up a cello in years. But my parents were always supportive, man. And I was highly encouraged to take lessons when I started playing guitar in fifth grade. But I'm not really good in the classroom, so that didn't last very long. Mm. And I kind of just was self-taught, just listening to classic rock records and playing shows.
So real quick, are you in Grizzly Adams too, Nick? Or
yes. I play lead guitar for him.
You play lead guitar, but you're also a solo artist doing your own set tonight.
Correct.
At the Annex.
Yes, very excited.
How
about
did you two meet? What's the backstory
We had a mutual friend who was in my backing band for a while. Said we needed a lead guitarist. Nick showed up to my apartment. I think he played a G chord.
Dude, yeah,
he flew me a guitar. I was like, this guy's good. He didn't play anything. I was like, he's good. Let him in.
Just a G chord.
I think I got it. I think that's what it is. Rehearsals on Friday. We started playing. I was like, you know, we're going somewhere with this.
A G chord? Do you have a car?
You sat audition. There was no audition. You sat on my bed, played a G chord, and that was it. Like,
he played the G chord on your bed.
That sounds suspect.
That's a little sus. Not what you think. A little sus.
Oh, man. Well, we mentioned you won an international songwriting competition, and former winners include Perry, Bastille, Passenger, Vance Joy, and you have 300 million streams? Tell us about the competition and your large social reach.
Sure. I mean, the competition, that's like the biggest songwriting competition, I guess, on Earth. I think the year I entered it, Vance Joy won it, which just doesn't seem fair because that song he had was like 8 times platinum. Like, but shout out Vance Joy, he had like an 8 times platinum song and it won. My song had like no streams and I entered it and I won against like 25,000 other people. So that was cool. Shout out the international.
What was the song?
Songwriting. It was Tipping Point.
Tipping Point. Nice.
Wasn't even my best, in my opinion. Not by any means, but we won that. I mean, but you got to realize, like, at that time, like, I didn't really have any traction. I was on Atlantic Records at the time, just shelved. Like, there was nothing going on. Like, there was no reach. Like, I will say this, shout out Madison, Wisconsin. I had like less than 100 monthly listeners on Spotify. No reach. People weren't listening to my music. I was the opening act for L King. I think it was the Majestic here. I had nothing going on. I mean, but she had a top 10 record with X's and O's or something. Mm. And there was a band after me and I walked out in front of, you know, X amount of people, big crowd, solo acoustic. I said, Grizzly Adams from New Jersey. Hope you like the song. Within a few weeks, you know, we got up to 25,000 monthly listeners. Streams started happening. I mean,
that's amazing.
It's been a long road since then. A lot of sleeping in the back of the car, but so Madison's kind of the root of that, I'll say. Just a lot of grind. I mean, it's like Nick just released his first single a couple days ago, and I'm just like, it's like every stream's a muscle. Like, every fan at the merch table is a muscle. Like, you got to work your through way every single time. It's never going to get easier.
It's definitely a boulder you're pushing uphill.
Yeah.
But 3 million streams, dude.
No, 300
million. 300
million. 300 million. And I got 2 gold records, too, actually. I'm pretty proud of that. One's in Switzerland, one's in Canada.
That's amazing, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you were the Amazon breakout artist.
I don't even know what that means.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Amazon supports my music super hard. Actually, a shout out. I was telling Nick just about this. Everyone's like, Spotify. Fire, like, they're just like focusing on all these things that are really competitive, and I'm like, a lot of people don't talk about Amazon. Like, Amazon has a big listener base, and Amazon pays 2.5 times as much as Spotify does. And it's like, if you build your audience up on Amazon, which I've done over the years, and I've had good relations there, and I'm constantly giving them, you know, my music, so it's like, I don't know, like, that's kind of worked really well for me. So just a thought, you know.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, I was going to ask you, like, what tips for up-and-coming artists, and that sounds like a pretty big tip there.
Just focus on the things that other people aren't focusing on. That's my 2 cents. I mean, there's always, like, little niches in there, and, like, and just connect with the audience. I mean, me and Nick will be at the merch table till they kick us out, signing whatever and everything.
That's right.
So that's the name of the game.
Think like a cat and a pack of dogs.
Yep.
Seriously, you have a new album coming out in the fall. Tell us about the new album and where we can find this. Amazon, I'm assuming.
Oh, it'll be on Amazon. Oh, yeah. Correction. I'm starting to roll out my 4th album in fall. I'd have no idea when it's coming out, but the first single will come out in fall. I currently have 3 albums out and 1 mixtape. I put out a lot of music for the first time ever. I'm taking like a couple months I'm not taking a break. I'm not like going to the beach. I'm like working on the new album. But yeah, I'm really pumped about this fourth album. I'll probably be back here in Madison playing it for you guys. And I know it's my best work. And it'll be everywhere when it comes out. We'll be dropping singles. And bada bing, bada boom, you know?
I love the dropping singles. Nick, you sent us a song. We're going to play that.
I did, yes.
In just a couple of minutes. Tell us about your new music and what you have going on.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I've been kind of, I've been doing a lot of production stuff for a very long time. And I had all these songs sitting on the shelf for so long. And I said, you know what? It's time to do this thing, man. Like, it's now or never. So this song, Chloe, that I released on the 10th, it happened kind of quickly. I think I wrote it, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And yeah, the lyrics and the instrumental just kind of unfolded very naturally. And the song means a lot to me. And it's about the girl that I'm currently with right now, who I love very much. And yeah, it's just it's a real song to me. Shout out Chloe.
Shout out Chloe.
Shout out Chloe.
What was her reaction when you said, here, listen to this?
You know what? She was actually sitting with me while I was writing the song.
Okay. Oh, no surprise factor.
It's crazy. It just started happening. It was kind of magic. So we just let it roll, man.
Truly the muse in the room at the moment.
Man.
Like, truly.
So that's really how it happened.
Most poetic sense.
And there's video evidence of that, which is very crazy that I should pull up and put out at some
drop
point.
That.
In this day and age of a phone.
Right? Is you got to get everything, man. You got to get everything.
Scrizzly, you ever drop a surprise on a lady? Or
oh, surprise.
Like, no. Hey, this song's about you, or this is a love song, or hey.
I got this song. Yeah, I mean, I got a good one. I got lots of them, but I got a good one. I got this song coming out on my fourth album. It's been in the vault for a long time. It's real hot. And it's just about like an ex-girlfriend who drinks too much.
Okay.
And like, I really don't like this woman very much. Like, shout out, you know who you are. I'm just like, you want me to bury this song? I've reproduced it bigger and better than ever. This one slaps now.
Bigger,
so.
Better than ever. Yeah. I like that. I love that.
Well, Scrizzly Adams, you're playing at the Annex in Madison tonight. And I see you've brought your guitar.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So can you play us a song before you go?
I would be honored to. I am going to play a song called Stains. It is actually the 10-year anniversary of this song. It's my first EP ever released 10 years ago in, I believe, 3 days. And this was the only project that was out when I played my first ever show here in Madison, Wisconsin. That kind of took off a little bit.
It's a homecoming for the song, maybe.
It's a homecoming for the song, yes.
It's Grizzly Adams live on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
We're doing it. We ready to roll, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'd give them hell if I had the chance. Yeah, this parking lot ain't no place to dance. Yeah, the devil don't know what's in his hands. And I swear I'd flinch, a shot went past. Concrete jungles will never last. So bury me with these stains upon my hands. Well, they say life is what you got. You're gonna take your chance and miss your shot. Cause it's words like this that you're gonna hear a lot. They'll shine your shoes and take your spot. With just a worn down ties in this parking lot. It'll take some stains to know just what we've got. Thank you so much, that was Stains.
Very nice. Grizzly Adams live at the Annex tonight with Nick Lotto. I'm sure tickets are still available. Go down and see Jake. Tell him the guys over at Max Inc. Radio, we say hi. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nick Lotto, we're going to play your song right after the commercial break here. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.